Hi, everyone, and welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU-LP, the mighty 101.5 FM. I'm Jim Samaria. Mark, your turn. Whoa. Hey, Mark's not here. Empty chair. You look better in an empty chair anyway. Mark's not here, as I said. He's on special assignment. I can't tell you what it is because it's secret and it's special. As you know, each week, Mark and I bring you songs, insights, and interviews covering rock music and more from the 1950s through the 1980s or wherever the music leads us. We are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, which, by the way, is available on Amazon. Our book features my photography of classic rock era artists from 1973 to present day with words by the man who is not here today, Mr. Mark Plotnick. Since I'm flying solo today, I'm going to play songs that are not played on the radio too often because they are just so long. I mean, time-wise. So I want you to just sit back, relax, enjoy the musical gems I've chosen for today. By the way, I left out Hey Jude, Free Bird. I might have a little surprise at the end, but those longer songs will not be played today. But all the songs you will hear today, I think you'll enjoy. One of my all-time favorite songs by Grand Funk Railroad is their anthem, I'm Your Captain. It's from their 1970 album, Closer to Home. I love this song. It's just, I find it very relaxing. The song literally is about a captain of a ship who fears he is going to lose the boat, but it actually has a much more deeper meaning. Writer-guitarist Mark Farner came up with the lyrics after waking up in the middle of the night, and he wrote down what he dreamt about. Farner wrote the basic music, and the remainder of the song came from the band jamming it out. The band also thought that adding an orchestra to the rock song would enhance it, which I really believe it does. Most importantly, the song really resonated with American troops in Vietnam, who, of course, couldn't wait to get home to the good old U.S. of A., so they played it quite often in their foxholes, I guess. And I'm glad that they all came home safe and sound. The ones that did. And again, thank you all you troops, all your soldiers for your service. So on behalf of the brave soldiers who fought in Vietnam, thank you, Mark, Don Brewer, and Mel Shocker for your classic Closer to Home. That was Grand Funk Railroad doing I'm Your Captain from their 1970 album, Closer to Home. We hope you're enjoying that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest long songs of all time. Coming up next is a song that I absolutely love by so many different people. The name of the song is I Heard It Through the Grapevine. It's a Motown classic with brilliant renditions done by Smokey Robinson and Marvin Gaye. But I am going to play the Creedence Clearwater Revival version of the song. It has a very memorable rock jam that lets the band spread its wings. Guitarist John Fogerty leads the jam with drummer Doug Clifford filling in when needed, as does bassist Stu Cook and rhythm guitarist Tom Fogerty, who happens to be John's brother. I Heard It Through the Grapevine is on their 1970 classic album, Cosmos Factory. The album was number one for 9 consecutive weeks on the Billboard charts. 9 weeks, that's an amazing run. And it also was number one in 6 other countries. This was a time of their career that CCR was at the top of their games. So close your eyes when you listen to this song, well, unless you're driving, of course. And here is I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Some other guys you knew before, and you two others guys you know.
That was I Heard It Through the Grapevine by Creedence Clearwater Revival off of Cosmos Factory. That came out in 1970, and you could see that the song has absolutely no resemblance to Smokey Robinson's or Marvin Gaye's rendition. But I just think Fogerty and the band just did a great job on it. Another great song from Cosmos Factory that's kind of a long song is Run Through the Jungle. So I'd love to play two by Creedence Clearwater, but could only have time for one. So I hope you enjoyed that one. A terrific band, and it was also the last album that brother Tom Fogerty was on with the band. I don't really know why Tom left, but John must have done something that your own brother leaves the band. So anyway, once again, that was I Heard It Through the Grapevine by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Please stay tuned for part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM, Huntley. And this is where we play the greatest music of all time.